Merging with Shiva, Lesson 176, The Form of the Subconscious. What is your subconscious mind? Think about this for a minute. Realize that everything that has once passed through your conscious mind in the form of experience is resident right now within your subconscious. Not only that, but embedded within the cellular structure of your body, in the DNA code, one of the most formidable discoveries in modern science, lie all the experiences of your genetic history, the life, the biological evolution of your forefathers is all registered in the molecular strands of your subconscious, capable of being recalled into memory. In our study together, we will be concerned with much more than the negative areas of the subconscious mind. We will discover that the subconscious can be a great help in our daily life once we learn to impress it properly and consciously utilize the latent powers within it. Then it ceases to be a deterrent to well-being and becomes a valuable tool, available at all times and under all circumstances as we progress through the experiences of life. The subconscious mind, like the conscious mind, has a form of its own. It is given form, shape, and momentum by the nature of your experiences in life and the way you react to them. Most people are not happy with the form of their subconscious mind. They are still reacting to early experiences, early environments. Some people go to great expense to try to change the form of their subconscious through therapy or travel, but because there is no absolution in either, in time they generally manage to recreate their subconscious in the same old form. Childhood experiences do have a profound influence on one's makeup in this life, but these influences are by no means binding. Any attitude, any personality conflicts or blocks in the subconscious can be demagnetized and resolved. How do we change the form of the subconscious? We purify it by resolving and understanding those experiences which have created it. How do we resolve those experiences? Through understanding. We bring them up into the light and face them without reaction. By resolving our reactive experiences and understanding, the subconscious becomes more and more transparent to our own view and therefore necessarily undergoes positive change. To be able to objectively observe one's own experiences without reaction is one of the powers acquired through the performance of sadhana.